White House chief strategist Steve Bannon seems to have forged an alliance with hardliners in the Vatican, clergy who oppose Pope Francis's less rigid approach to Catholic doctrine. The New York Times reported this week on Bannon's Vatican connections. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has also been looking into this, and she joins us now from Rome. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Robert.
How did these close ties between Bannon and conservatives in the Vatican come about?
Well, before he became White House strategist, Bannon, who is Catholic, was the editor of Breitbart News. He has called it a platform for the alt-right. That's a movement associated with white nationalism. During a visit to Rome a few years ago, he struck up a friendship with the American Cardinal Raymond Burke, a traditionalist who has emerged as one of Pope Francis's most vocal critics. Bannon also recruited his Rome correspondent for Breitbart, Thomas Williams, an American who had left the priesthood after it was revealed he had fathered a child. In July 2014, Bannon addressed a conference that was held inside the Vatican, but it was actually sponsored by a conservative Catholic group. Speaking via Skype, he painted an almost apocalyptic vision of the state of the Western world. Here's an excerpt.
We're at the very beginning stages of a very brutal and bloody conflict, of which if the people in this room and the people in the church do not bind together and really form what I feel is an aspect of the church militant, to really be able to not just stand with our beliefs, but to fight for our beliefs against this new barbarity that's starting.
A barbarity, Bannon added, that will completely eradicate everything that has been bequeathed over the last 2,500 years, and which he spelled out clearly a few minutes later.
We are in an outright war against jihadist Islamic fascism. And this war is, I think, metastasizing almost far quicker than governments can handle it.
Sylvia, to put it mildly, this doesn't sound like the kind of language we associate with Pope Francis.
No, absolutely not. Francis has repeatedly urged European countries to welcome migrants who are in the majority Muslim, and he's always championed the rights of the poor. A year ago, Francis criticized candidate Donald Trump for wanting to build a wall along the Mexican border, saying a person who thinks only about building walls and not building bridges is not Christian. But that's not Bannon's worldview, apparently. While most of Breitbart's reports on the Pope have been neutral, here are some headlines about the Pope when Bannon was editor. Seven ways Pope Francis slapped conservatives in the United States. Vatican expert says Pope Francis is a friend of Islam. Pope Francis slams capitalism, death penalty, immigration law, no real mention of abortion and gay marriage. And finally, Pope Francis threatens the legacy of John Paul II and Ronald Reagan.
So Breitbart and Steve Bannon seem to be making cause with Roman Catholics who are on the outs with the Pope. How powerful is this faction, this conservative Catholic faction?
It's not very powerful. However, Pope Francis's supporters inside the Vatican worry that following Trump's election victory in the U.S., Pope Francis is a little more isolated, a kind of a lonely progressive on the global stage. And they say this has emboldened his critics within and outside the Vatican, and they've become much more vocal. For example, just last week, there were these mysterious anti-Francis posters cropping up all over Rome. The photo showed the Pope uncharacteristically grouchy, and the unidentified author accused Francis of acting in an authoritarian manner and of showing lack of mercy.
And how is the Pope reacting to all this?
He has not reacted, but in a surprising move on Sunday, he issued the very first papal blessing for the Super Bowl. It was a video message in his native Spanish in which he said, "Such sporting events show that it's possible to build a culture of encounter and a world of peace." The Italian media labeled the message anti-Trump.
That's NPR's Silvio Poggioli in Rome. Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you, Robert.